Love.
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 Sex.
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 Sex. Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi. How are you, Rogue?
I meant our listeners.
Oh, well, hello, all you beautiful people out there. How you doing?
I'm Rogue, and that's Prem. Prem has no problem with like false modesty. That we can say for sure. And this—it's
my greatest virtue.
This is the Love, Sex, and Dating podcast, also known as LSD Cast. If you follow us on social media, which you should do. And we have a fun show for you. We've got a guest.
The guest is the Love Doctor. And we also have a very interesting lineup just for you. But before getting into that, I am saddened to say that we do have some very disappointing news.
For us, really. Because you guys, we wanted to find out what you do for your partner that actually doesn't do anything for you. We had very few responses, so maybe it's really personal, but you can send us anonymous stuff. So we're opening it up again. You can look on Twitter. We've got a poll as well as Facebook. We're putting it up. So just help us out. Tell us what you do that you don't particularly like doing for your partner. It could be anything, whatever, little simple things to complicated things that you do out of love or something else. I don't know. Tell us. We really, really want to know. And we're going to get into the rest of the show. So we're going to go essentially to basics today. With the Love Doctor, we're going to talk about where to find sex, as we told you last week. We recorded this interview earlier. So if you notice the audio levels dipping in and out, just be kind to us. It's a very short segment. It's very informative. So stick around. Listen to it. You can.
And also, if you notice that me, Prem, is at a distance, it's only because I got ousted by the amount of estrogen in the house. I couldn't really get a word in. So if you don't hear me in the show, it's not like I wasn't there. I was just outnumbered.
And sometimes that's a good thing, isn't it? So here it is. We're talking about where to find sex with the Love Doctor. And we're going to talk about talking to people. This is something that came out of the session I did with India LSD at the Godrej Culture Lab, where we found that a lot of people, including the makers of the apps, feel like there's a real lag in conversation, that a lot of guys and girls don't know what to say after they say hello.
And what we mean is not you just sitting on WhatsApp or your Messenger or just texting. It is in person. It really feels with this whole world of technology, we're losing the very basics, the humanity of it all, the human touch.
Yeah, it's true. It's something we've talked about before, about losing momentum and just, you know, staying on the text app. So we encourage all our listeners to get out there and actively do your dating. And we've got these tips for you. So just do it. All right, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the LSD Cast, and we've got our favorite special guest here, the Love Doctor. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Missed you.
We missed you too. We're so happy to have you back. Prem, you didn't miss the Love Doctor.
I did very, very much.
He's excited.
Yes, it's lovely to have you. So we're going to take a question from a listener. We're going to call him Gaurav. Gaurav has moved back from the States. He's living with his parents. He's dating someone. And he wants to know from me, where do people go to hook up? Where can you go to get lucky?
Sex.
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 He lives with mommy and daddy. She lives with mommy and daddy. He's affluent.
So he's already with someone.
He's with someone.
Okay.
But this is a question you get from people from across all social classes and geographies in India. Where do you go? If you're seeing somebody or whether you just met somebody at a bar, what do you do next?
rent a motel, like a sleazy guest house, or take a favor from a friend. I've done that. I used to live in a Barsati when I was growing up. I mean, I'm still growing up, but when I was in high school, college, and I had a room on a terrace, and a lot of my friends with their girlfriends would come over when I'd be out.
Isn't that creepy to know your bed has been like?
Yeah, but you know, but it's you. That's you being a friend.
And everybody at that point is really horny.
True.
Yeah. So when you're done with college, then and you have no single friends, what if everybody lives?
I think a motel or a guest house would be the best bed.
Is that really feasible?
Unless you take permission from your parents. And you bring your girlfriend over. Mummy, Papa, my friend is coming.
We're going to go to our room. See you at breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you remember Trainspotting? Did you guys ever watch that?
Of course, yeah.
Do you remember the scene where like she thinks she's gone to his pad and then opens the door and finds his mum and his dad sitting there having breakfast? That would be awful.
Sure, that's a typical scene in India for lots of people.
A sure thing. Yeah.
So I agree. I mean, renting a guest house or like a cheap hotel or something could be an option, although there's a lot of like moral policing going on in cities in India where if you have a local ID, they don't let you check in to hotels. So I know that there's some effort to try to change this, and there's been a lot of pushback in terms of protests and all kinds of stuff. But I actually have these great friends that are working on a startup called Stay Uncle.
Stay Uncle.
And so they call themselves the couple's best friend, and their basic mission statement is to help couples find a room. So they say couples need a room, not a judgment. And they have an online booking platform where even if you have a local ID, if the both of you have a local ID, there's hotels that have proven that they will allow that. And you can book in 10-hour time slots instead of having to book for the whole day. So it's also deeply discounted rates. So somebody's trying to do something about it.
Yeah, what a shame, right? That we need this. I don't know. I think it's still kind of like it takes the shine off of it, right? When you there's no spontaneity.
I mean, if you walk down the certain streets in Bombay, you see a lot of umbrellas along the beach, and it's just like couples are making out. Like, where do they go? They have no place to go.
And before coffee shops, I remember even more like 10 years ago, there were no cheap places to hang out. So everybody was on the promenade or parked by the highway on motorcycles.
Yeah, so I actually think that a concept like Stay Uncle is really, really good, and it's much needed.
In fact, we have a story about how our mom was meeting, I think, our dad in a park, like just, you know, to sit there at lunch break because they had both had lunch hour at work. And a cop came and tried to hassle them. And I was like, I'm going to tell your mother. And she was like, tell whoever the hell you want. I'm engaged to him. You know, just leave us alone. But other people end up having to bribe cops and really having to face... this is a generation ago.
Right.
So even today, there's parks that I know, particularly around Delhi, where there's a system. So the guard allows the couples to be there. And you know that the couples are there because I personally have walked through a park that's very close to my house and found condoms and stuff strewn about. And I've seen couples sort of... there's particular nooks and crannies where couples can hide. Like, I mean, there's a few parks in Delhi that are like that. But the guard knows. And so all you have to do is pay him off. So he'll make a scene. But there's like a set price for sort of being able to use the park to be able to frolic with your lover.
Fornication in the park.
Fornication in the park. Which I wouldn't recommend just
Parks
because of...
Parks and Recreation.
What about dengue?
and
mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes and quickly, you know, the grass is not soft. It looks really soft when Hema Malini is rolling around in it in her sari. It's not. Yeah, neither is sand. Did you guys ever watch that other film with Rani Mukherjee and Saif Ali Khan where they supposedly hook up one night on the beach or something?
No,
they're rolling around in passion, like writhing on sand. And all I could think about was, oh, goodness, it's hot and it's going to get in their underwear.
Yeah.
So scratchy.
Sex on the beach is way overrated.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I hear.
Sand in your nether regions is not a good exfoliant.
No, it's not
the beauty treatment that you want to have.
So I think there's no real easy answer. Stay Uncle coming to Bombay and Bangalore.
I think so, yeah. Stay Uncle's operational in Delhi. And I think they're coming to Bangalore and, yeah. and Bombay. If they're not already there, they might have a couple of partners that are in those two cities. But I know them. They're really sweet guys, and they will look for a place for you if you talk to them.
So what else, I would love to talk to them to find out what set them on this mission to, you know.
They got asked. So it wasn't their original intention. Their original intention was to do short stays, but they got asked by clients to try to make it work for couples. Mm. And so because they were, like, I think originally struggling to make their platform work with just the short stays and that angle of like, oh, if you have a transit, you know, you're coming from the train station, your train doesn't leave for 5 hours, come and rest and, you know, take a shower. Once they got approached by people, they decided to take up the cause and have really become champions for couples, which is nice.
Good for them. Because otherwise, I know friends who used to go to like Panvel from Bombay.
Right.
And along the airport or whatever, I believe there are a lot of really cheap, seedy, really gross hotels, you know, cigarette holes in the sheets, and you don't know what else on the sheets and when they were washed last.
Holes in the wall, probably filming you, all kinds of crazy.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yikes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So it's a little hairy out there. So maybe asking your best friend for a favor.
It's not so bad after all.
Yeah.
It's not so bad after all. Even like, I guess like the house party thing, right? Somebody throws a party and people just go off into separate rooms. Or people trying to, you know, after hours sneaking their person into their house.
And then sneaking them back out.
And then sneaking them back out. Hopefully there's no dog around or something like that. Parks.
Yeah, it's rough. It's just
it's
hard.
Rough out there. Yeah.
But, you know, a man's got to have what he's got to have. And a woman, never mind. Okay. Anyhow. So, good luck, you guys. If you have a tip for us and our listeners about where you could go and hook up and, you know, get lucky.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. So you can write to us, lsdcast@sonolog.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook at lsdcast. Or
if you want to talk to love doctors, it's lovedoctor.in.
Are you on Twitter and Facebook as well?
We're on Twitter and Facebook. It's if you spell out love doctor, D-O-T-I-N, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Awesome.
All right.
We'll catch you online.
Thank you so much for being on the show, The Love Doctor.
And we'll be back with how to make conversation that will get you into one of these stay uncle rooms when things go well and you've found compatibility right after this break.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
And we have now returned to address the dating question.
Love, and delirious.
We talked about this before, especially when you are on any of these dating apps where you're like texting to and fro and getting to know each other better. Of course, you know, you have time on your hand, you don't text immediately, and you get kind of like comfortable. But if you really want this to work, you have to actually meet the person in flesh and blood. And of course, when you do that, it's only natural that sometimes you get stuck.
Yeah, and it's frightening. So you're putting yourself out there, you're going to judge somebody, but you're also going to be judged yourself, and you could be rejected and vice versa. So it is daunting. But once you've decided that you want to meet somebody, and you should decide to meet somebody, what do you talk about? So we thought we'd do a little primer for you and tell you what could work and the do's as well as the don'ts.
So let me ask you, what is the goal here? Like, why are you meeting the other person?
Well, clearly you like each other enough. I mean, if you're on a dating app, hopefully you're looking for something, either a hookup or long-term relationship or even a short-term relationship, and you feel like this person has potential. So you want to meet them and find out if that has any chance of happening. I mean, you can't have a virtual relationship forever. So,
okay. So here's the thing. The good news is that whatever you're feeling, the other person is also feeling as well. And you've met because the other person is interested in meeting you as well. So it's like a very leveled ground.
Right. And you're basically trying to find compatibility. Like, do you gel? And the best way to find that out is to plan an activity that you both enjoy. So either go for a film or a meal or, I don't know, go to a mall or play games or something, or hike, and then talk to each other.
Well, honestly, I don't know if I would, I wouldn't really recommend going for a movie on the first date, because you really don't get a chance to know each other.
No, but you have to talk. You have to do. So what I find is, if you plan an activity, at least it gives you something definite to talk about. But okay, fine, save that for the second date. You need to have a conversation. And the conversation is your dipstick about why things are going to go from there. Because sure, you may have great chemistry, and then if you're just looking for somebody to, do, then, stay uncle is your answer, but you still have to talk to them.
Like you said, just do it. Even Nike yeah. said the same thing.
But you have to talk to them. So Prem and I have some tips for how to take that conversation further and find out if there's something more other than just wanting to take each other's clothes off, if you're lucky enough for that to be happening as soon as you meet each other.
So, of course, there are some big don'ts, which is that if you find yourself in a situation where you can only hear your own voice, then it's time to, bring that down a little bit, give the other person a chance, and
ask some questions of your own, perhaps.
Yeah, don't be a narcissistic idiot, because it's going to come across like that.
Oh, yeah. So here, that's definitely a don't. Because here's what happens to me is, if I'm not interested in somebody, I just turn into a reporter. So I ask lots and lots of questions. And Prem, you've made fun of me for this before, because obviously the guy thinks I'm so interested, I'm such a good listener, when what's happening is that I've just pasted the smile on my face and I'm just biding my time to get out of there. And I actually just don't want to say anything about myself, because I don't want him to get to know me. So if this is happening, learn to read the situation a little better. Also, if you're just hogging the conversation, it's very unattractive. So what do you do to keep the conversation going? The first thing that I would say is ask open-ended questions. Do you know what that means, Prem?
Yeah, don't say something like, where it's a definitive answer in a yes or a no.
Exactly. So questions like, what's your nickname? Or what kind of movies do you like watching? As opposed to, do you like action movies? Which will just give you a yes or a no if she's not that conversational,
Yeah, try to genuinely get to know the other person, what their likes are, what their dislikes are. You know, what kind of a lifestyle do they have? Are they an early morning person? Do they like going to the gym? Do they like yoga? What kind of food do they like? What kind of, do they go dancing, for example? What did they do when they were young? Were they into sports? Were they into other extracurricular activities? There's a variety of so many topics that could be discussed. But the important thing is to, one, not be, there's a very thin line. You shouldn't be over enthusiastic. And cue cards, or like if you're like totally like jacked with caffeine, like don't do that either.
Oh, Lord.
Just be cool, just be casual, and do not look disinterested no matter what happens. Always look riveted.
Riveted. Okay. Well, if you're not riveted, change the subject. But yeah, I don't know about that. And let the conversation flow, because that's what you want to see, right? If the conversation works for you and it's not super forced, these questions are for you to have backup. Like if the conversation stalls, find the, and of course, tailor them to your area of interest. Like for example, Prem is really into sports and working out, and he knows that if he had a partner who was going to be long-term, they'd have to have some commonality there. Or for me, it would have to be somebody who likes to socialize or
read books.
No, actually not even. So what I have learned is that there are some basics that you figure, but some of the things that I thought were absolutely essential, like in my early 20s, turn out not to be that important, as long as you can connect on values, upbringing to some degree, and outlooks. So whether one person likes action movies and one person likes only comedies is not a deal breaker. I used to think that if that I could never go out with somebody who was a sports nut, and then if they wanted to go for baseball games when I lived in the US, or go for like cricket matches here and stuff, I couldn't handle it, because it would just mean we're so incompatible. There are very few guys who don't like sports, A, and B, it just turned out not to be that big a deal, because if you're in a relationship that gives you space, that is great that they have separate interests from yours and you can do your thing and they can do their thing. And it works out fine as long as you can make decisions about, you know, other things like where to go on vacation, which is much more important to me together. But all these things you don't get from your first conversation. So that's why you don't judge them. You just listen. So if they are a sports nut and you're not, you just say, oh, how interesting. And you just file that away for future use and continue to get to know the person.
There you have it. You know what? We should get into that in another episode where we actually discuss judging values and, you know, a little more in-depth stuff. But I think this is a lot for our listeners to just take in and just get the basics right.
All right. So open-ended questions, no yes or no questions, and no cue cards. Just try to have the conversation flow. Keep your questions on the backup. We'll be right back.
So you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on, don't be shy.
So what do you do if you've met somebody for the first time and they actually turn out to be cooler or nicer or prettier or more handsome than you expected them to be? That can have some unexpected consequences too, can't it, Mr. Prem?
It absolutely can. And, you know, I think I have to eat my own words when I say that. Just be calm, be composed, because just last week I met this American girl who, funnily enough, had a very Indian surname. It was Gill. So I was joking and saying that, are you a Sikhni? Are you a Sadarni? And she was just like blank. And I was like laughing because I knew that she's not Indian because she's Caucasian. So I found myself talking absolute nonsense about what Gill means. And I realized later that if Gill means the same thing in English. I was trying to explain to her that it's like the breathing part of the fish.
Mansplaining.
Yeah. And then I was giving her examples of how there are like so many Indian names which I've seen people use in America.
Was she talking at all or was it just you on a monologue?
Oh, no. It was just me. And then I got really conscious about the shit that was spewing out of my mouth. So I took a step back and luckily there was not enough damage. I mean, it's fine. But I'm telling you.
And she continued to talk to you.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you that it could happen to the best of us. So when you find yourself in a situation like that, just take a step back, just relax, just breathe. And yes, let the other person do some talking as well.
Yeah, maybe go to the bathroom, splash some cold water on your face. I have met somebody once who was so handsome that it made me like incapable of speech. And I think I just like was blushing.
Wow.
And that doesn't happen to me. I was
speechless.
It does not. So, like, he would say something to me and I would just be like, oh. So that was not fun.
Wow, he must have been really good looking for someone to shut Rogue up.
He was like, he wasn't movie star gorgeous, he was like TV star gorgeous. If like you'd watched, you know, TV soaps, they're generally like really chocolate handsome boys.
Just like Indian TV soaps.
No,
oh man. Oh, thank
Indian
God. Because I just thought of the many that we have in India.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they have their fans. They have very cute boys on Indian TV. But anyhow, this was a long time ago, and I think I would know better now, and I would excuse myself, give myself a talking to in the bathroom, and then come back out and be like a normal human being. I hope. Anyway, guys, we need to go, but we will be back. Don't forget to check out our other podcast. It's called The Tall Tales Takeaway. We're not on it, but we are behind the scenes and it's fantastic. So check it out and we will catch you here next week.
Yes, and don't forget to write in.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Definitely. The poll is open. Check out our Twitter, LSDcast, Facebook, LSDcast. Or email us, lsdcast@sonodog.com.
Well, that's what our show is about.
Exactly. So we'll catch you later. Have a good one.
where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating. With your host, Prem Andrew.
A Sonologue production.